People don't follow strangers, they follow who they feel. If you've ever walked into a room and felt invisible, or tried to connect with others but something always felt off, this is for you. How to become a people magnet isn't about being charming or popular. It's about becoming the kind of person people naturally feel safe with, drawn to, and respected by. People are not looking for perfection. They're looking for someone real. Someone who listens without interrupting. Someone who shows up the same every day. Someone who means what they say and lives how they talk. That's what creates deep trust. This audiobook is not theory. It's clear steps you can use right now. You'll learn how to carry yourself, how to speak, how to build presence without trying too hard, and how to be the person others feel better around. Once you master this, people won't forget you. They'll want you around. That's the shift. Chapter 1. Work on becoming someone you would admire daily. You want to become a people magnet? Then it starts right here, with you. Before you can ever attract anyone, before people naturally want to talk to you, listen to you, respect you, or trust you, you've got to become the kind of person you would admire. That's where it begins. Because people are smart, they can feel your energy, they can sense who you are. They might not say it out loud, but they know when you're not real. And they also know when you've done the work. Every day, you've got two choices. Either you continue going through life, hoping people like you, trying to fit in, or you decide to build yourself into someone worth knowing, someone who stands for something, someone who doesn't need attention to feel good, because they've earned their own respect first. That's where influence begins. That's where attraction starts. Not with fake smiles. Not with pretending to be nice. It starts when you work on yourself so deeply that others can't help but notice your presence. Now ask yourself, if you met someone with your exact habits, your exact attitude, your level of discipline, your daily effort, would you admire that person? Would you want to be around them? Would you want to learn from them? Or would you quietly keep your distance? That's the test. You've got to live in a way that you'd respect someone else for living. And the only way to get there is to start doing the things you keep telling yourself you'll do tomorrow. Admiration is not just about success or confidence. It's about consistency. It's about how you treat people. It's about how you treat yourself when no one's watching. You don't need to be rich. You don't need to be loud. You need to be solid. You need to be dependable. You need to be someone who takes care of their responsibilities without complaining. Because when you do that long enough, it starts to show in your face, in your voice, in your posture. And people see it. They trust it. And they're drawn to it. You've got to understand something. People don't follow perfection. They follow strength. They follow clarity. They follow someone who knows where they're going, who shows up and does the work, who doesn't waste their life in distractions or trying to impress others. People follow someone who's stable, calm, grounded, and real. You don't get there by accident. You earn it. You earn it by building yourself brick by brick, habit by habit, decision by decision. The reason so many people struggle to connect deeply with others is because they haven't taken the time to connect deeply with themselves. You can't give what you don't have. If you're empty inside, you can't pour confidence into someone else. If you're constantly chasing approval, you can't give someone else a sense of security. That's why the work has to start with you. Becoming a people magnet is not about changing your personality. It's about changing your foundation. It's about doing the internal work most people avoid. Every morning, you've got to ask, what kind of person am I becoming today? Am I doing the things I admire in others? Am I keeping my promises? Am I growing even when it's uncomfortable? Or am I just surviving another day, blaming my past, avoiding the mirror, and hoping people like me for something I haven't earned? You've got to become so focused on your growth that people feel safer just being around you. That's what a people magnet really is. It's someone who doesn't make others feel judged. It's someone who lives with discipline, but not arrogance. Someone who has strength, but uses it to lift others. Someone who doesn't just talk about being better, but shows it in their actions every single day. If you want to be admired, be someone who listens. Be someone who respects time, your time and theirs. Be someone who knows how to talk with purpose, not just fill the silence. Be someone who speaks with clarity, who means what they say, who backs up their words with action. People remember those kinds of individuals. They don't need to be loud. They don't need to be flashy. They just need to be real and consistent. And here's what I've learned. When you keep showing up as someone who's working on themselves, people don't need to be convinced. They feel it. It shows up in your choices, in your discipline, in your presence. You start to carry yourself differently, not because you're trying to impress, but because you're living a life that you respect, and that makes all the difference. So many people are chasing attention, trying to be liked, trying to impress everyone. But here's the truth. Attention fades fast. Admiration stays. You don't need everyone to like you. You need to live in a way that earns quiet respect. That's what pulls people in. Not your looks, not your jokes, not your status. It's how you make them feel about themselves when they're around you. And you can only make others feel good if you've taken the time to clean up what's broken inside you. Become someone who's working harder on themselves than on their image. Become someone who finishes what they start, who doesn't complain when it gets hard, who doesn't run when things go wrong. Become someone who stands for something, someone who's honest with themselves, someone who can sit with their own thoughts without needing distraction. When you do that, people will feel it. You'll walk into a room and people won't know why, but they'll want to be around you. This is the path to becoming a people magnet. Not tricks, not charm, not manipulation, just real work on yourself. You have to earn that energy. You have to become someone you look up to. Who is it? Reflection on a life beyond pain. Someone who looks on life, someone you'd want your kids to follow, someone you'd want to be friends with. That's the goal. That's the kind of person who builds real relationships. Not surface ones, deep ones. Because at the end of the day, people are drawn to growth. They're drawn to discipline. They're drawn to peace. And they're drawn to people who remind them of who they could become. Be that person. Show them it's possible. But start with you. Always start with you. Build the life you admire. Then the right people will come, not because you chased them, but because they saw something in you they wanted to feel for themselves. That's how you become a people magnet. Chapter 2. Give others your time like it truly matters. If you want to build strong connections, if you want people to feel close to you, if you want to become the kind of person others naturally want to be around, there's one thing you must learn how to give. Your time. Not halfway, not distracted, not while checking your phone, but with full attention, like it truly matters. Because it does. People remember how you make them feel, and nothing makes someone feel more valued than your time. Not gifts, not compliments, not promises. Your time. When you give someone your time, you're telling them they matter. You're telling them they're worth it. You're not just being polite. You're being present. And that kind of presence is rare today. It stands out. It builds trust. It opens doors. And it changes how people see you. Not just for a moment, but for life. Most people are in a rush. They talk fast, think faster, and move on without really connecting. But here's what I've seen. When someone slows down just enough to give you a few minutes that actually feel real, it changes something. You feel seen, you feel heard, you feel human. And when you give that kind of time to someone else, it stays with them, long after the moment is gone. You don't need hours. You don't need to do something big. You just need to show up in a way that says, I'm here with you right now, and I'm not thinking about 10 other things. That's rare. And because it's rare, it's powerful. Think about it. When's the last time someone gave you their full attention without checking their watch, glancing at their phone, or looking for the next thing to do? Probably not that often. Now, imagine if you were the one who started doing that for others. The key to becoming a people magnet is not being the loudest person in the room. It's not being the funniest. It's being the most present. It's being the kind of person who makes others feel like their words are not wasted, that their story is worth telling, that they're not invisible. That's what people want. That's what they remember. And you have the ability to give that every single day, just by how you show up. We live in a time where people are more connected than ever, yet more disconnected in how they actually feel. Everyone is online. Everyone is reachable, but not everyone is reachable in the heart. In the heart, that's why giving someone your time isn't just about conversation. It's about creating a moment that means something. You're giving something that can't be taken back. You're giving something that money can't replace. That's why it matters. It's easy to pretend to listen. It's easy to nod, smile, and let your mind drift. But real listening takes energy. It takes discipline. It takes you deciding that this moment, right now, is worth your full attention. And that's exactly where respect is built. You can't fake it. People know when you're not really there. And they also know when you are. Don't just give people your time. Protect it so you can give it fully. That means saying no to distractions. That means creating space in your life where real connection can happen. You can't be available to everyone all the time, but when you choose to give your time to someone, give them the best of you. Not the leftover attention after you've already burned out your mind. When someone is speaking, don't just wait for your turn to talk. Don't think about what you'll say next. Just be there. Focus on what they're saying. Look at their eyes. Hear their words. Listen to what's behind the words. That's where connection lives. That's how you build trust. And that's how you earn influence. Not through force, but through presence. People crave attention because most of the time they feel ignored. Not just at work, not just in relationships, but in everyday life. You can shift that. You can be the one who notices, the one who takes 5 minutes and makes someone feel like they're the most important person in the room. You'll be amazed what that does, not just for them, but for you. Because when you start treating people like they matter, you start becoming someone who matters. This is not about being available all the time. It's about being intentional when you are. Even 5 minutes of real attention can leave a stronger impression than an hour of shallow talk. It's not the length of time that counts. It's the depth. It's what you do with that time. So ask yourself, when I talk to people, do I actually listen or do I just respond? When I sit down with someone, am I present or distracted? Am I making them feel important, or am I trying to get it over with? You don't need to be perfect. You just need to start paying attention. Start seeing people again. Start valuing moments again. Because every time you give someone your time, you're building something. You're building trust. You're building connection. You're building a reputation that says, I'm someone who cares. And believe me, people remember that. Some of the strongest bonds in my life were built in small conversations. Nothing planned, nothing rehearsed, just time, just presence. Just one person showing up for another, fully. And that's what you need to become, a person who shows up, a person who listens, a person who brings calm into the room, not chaos. A person who doesn't just hear words, but feels them. Because when you become that kind of person, others will start to feel better just being near you. You don't have to say much, you just have to be there. And when you are, something amazing happens. People open up, they trust you, they come to you. Not because you know everything, but because you made them feel like they mattered. And that's what it means to become a people magnet. Not pulling people with force, but drawing them in with how you treat them. Starting with your time. So from today forward, start giving your time like it counts. Give it like it's gold. Give it like it's one of the most powerful gifts you can offer, because it is. And the more you practice this, the more you'll notice how people respond differently to you. You won't have to chase attention. You won't have to work so hard to be liked. You'll be respected. You'll be trusted. And more importantly, you'll build relationships that actually mean something. If you really want to grow, stop thinking about how much time people give you. Start thinking about the time you give them. That shift will change everything. Give people your time like it truly matters, because that's exactly how you become someone who matters. Chapter 3. Speak to people in a way that feels real. If you want people to trust you, open up to you, respect you, and remember you, you have to speak to them in a way that feels real. Not fake polite, not too not trying to sound smart, just honest, just human. Most people can tell within seconds if you're being real or if you're just saying what you think they want to hear. And the moment they feel like you're not real with them, the connection is lost. It's not about perfect grammar or big words. It's about being clear, sincere, and speaking like someone who actually cares about what they're saying. People are tired of being sold to. They're tired of surface talk. They're tired of small talk that doesn't go anywhere. What they want, what they remember, is when someone looks them in the eye and says something that feels honest, something that feels grounded. You don't need to try and impress them with fancy sentences. You need to make them feel like they matter by speaking to them with truth and warmth. Real conversation builds real relationships. If you're always trying to sound perfect, you'll miss the moment. If you speak from a script, you'll sound cold. If you hide what you think to keep others comfortable, you'll lose yourself in the process. And people can feel that. They may not say it, but they know. The key is to let go of the act and start saying what you actually mean. It doesn't mean being rude. It doesn't mean being blunt. It means your words match your heart. You don't say, I'm fine, when you're not. You don't tell someone, I support you, when you don't show up. You don't pretend to listen just to be polite. When someone speaks to you, listen first. And when you speak back, let them feel that you're right there with them, not miles away in your thoughts. The truth is, most people go through the day not feeling heard. They walk around feeling like their words don't matter, and you can be the one who changes that by how you talk to them. That's power. That's leadership. That's what makes someone a people magnet. not charm, not charisma, but presence and truth. When your words carry honesty, people listen. When your tone is calm and your message is simple, people feel safe. And when you speak without pretending, people lean in. You don't need to agree with everyone, but you need to respect them. You don't have to know everything, but you need to be honest about what you do know. Speak from experience, speak from observation. Speak like someone who's lived, who's paid attention, and who actually cares. When you do that, people remember what you say, not just because of the words, but because of how you made them feel. So how do you speak in a way that feels real? First, stop trying to be liked. That's where most people get it wrong. When you focus on being liked, you start changing your words to fit the crowd. You start avoiding the truth. You start nodding when you don't agree. And over time, you lose yourself. Real respect doesn't come from people liking you. It comes from them knowing you're honest, even when your opinion is different. Second, pay attention to your tone. You can say the same sentence two different ways and get two very different reactions. If your voice sounds distant, people think you don't care. If your words sound too rehearsed, they'll feel fake. But if your tone is steady, clear, and firm, they'll feel safe. And that safety builds trust. You don't need to raise your voice to be strong. You don't need to sound soft to be kind. Just let your tone reflect your intention. That's what people respond to. Third, mean what you say. It sounds simple, but it's not common. When you compliment someone, mean it. When you say you'll do something, do it. When you give advice, don't say what sounds good, say what's honest and helpful, even if it's hard. Especially if it's hard. When people know you say things you actually live by, they listen, they follow, they remember. Don't hide behind vague words, be specific. If you appreciate someone, tell them why. If you disagree, explain it calmly. If you're unsure, admit it. That kind of realness is rare, and because it's rare, it builds deep respect. When you speak with that kind of honesty, you build something lasting. People may not always like it, but they'll respect it. And in the long run, that respect will go further than shallow approval ever could. A lot of people talk too much without saying anything real. Don't be one of them. Choose your words with care. Speak only when you're ready to say something honest. And when you do, look the person in the eye and speak to them like you're not trying to win, but trying to connect. That's how trust is built. Not with long speeches, but with short, real sentences that hit the heart. You'll notice something the more you practice this. People start showing up differently around you. They stop pretending. They stop performing. They start being themselves. Why? Because they feel safe to do that around you. Your realness gives them permission to be real too, and that's when the relationship shifts from polite and distant to honest and strong. Being real doesn't mean saying everything you think. It means choosing words that are honest and useful. You don't speak just to speak. You speak because your words carry weight, and when they do, people will notice. They'll ask your opinion. They'll trust your voice. They'll seek your presence. Not because you always say what they want to hear, but because you say what they need to hear. The more real you become in how you speak, the more powerful your relationships become. People don't remember perfect speakers. They remember honest ones. They remember the ones who talked to them like they mattered, the ones who didn't rush, the ones who didn't sugarcoat everything, the ones who said, "This is what I believe," and stood by it. That's real communication. That's leadership. Speak like someone who's not afraid to be known. Speak like someone who's tired of pretending. Speak like someone who's done hiding and finally ready to be understood, not just by the world, but by the people who matter. That kind of speech draws others in. It builds connection fast. It breaks through walls. It doesn't waste time. It gets to the truth. People don't need perfection from you. They need your truth. And when you give it to them, with calm, with presence, with care, you become someone they want around. You become someone they listen to. You become someone they trust. And that trust is how influence begins. That's how connection is formed. That's how you become a person who truly matters in the lives of others. Stop rehearsing what sounds right. Start saying what is right. Even if it's messy, even if it's hard, even if your voice shakes a little, because the more you speak from a real place, the stronger you become. You stop needing applause. You stop needing to prove anything. You just speak your truth, and that truth does the work for you. So today, when you open your mouth to speak, pause for a second and ask, am I being real right now? Am I speaking from truth? Am I saying something that actually matters? And if the answer is yes, go ahead and say it. Because that's how you build something real. That's how you grow. That's how you become someone others remember. Speak to people in a way that feels real, and you'll never have to chase attention again. You'll earn something far better. Respect. And that stays. Chapter 4. Pay attention to the little things people do. If you truly want to connect with people, you have to train yourself to notice what most people ignore. It's not just about what they say. It's not just about their big actions or public words. It's about the small details, the ones they don't even know they're revealing. People show you who they are in the little things they do, the way they react, the tone they use, the silence between words, the effort they put in when no one's watching. If you want to build trust, if you want to stand out, if you want to be someone people feel close to, then you need to start paying attention to those quiet moments. Most people are too distracted. They only respond to the obvious. They wait for someone to speak up, to complain, to shout. But by then, it's already late. When you start paying attention to the small things, you catch what others miss. You learn what matters to people. You begin to understand what they care about, what they avoid, what makes them uncomfortable, and what makes them light up. These moments are valuable, but they're easy to miss. You have to be present. You have to be willing to observe without judgment. That's how you develop a deeper understanding of people. Watch how people treat others when no benefit is involved. Notice if they say thank you. See if they clean up after themselves. Pay attention when someone holds the door open or remembers someone's name. These things don't scream for attention, but they reveal a person's character. And when you start noticing those things and acknowledging them, you connect on a different level. People feel seen. They feel appreciated in ways they're not used to. That's how trust builds quietly. That's how you become memorable. Think about your own life. How does it feel when someone remembers something small about you that you didn't expect them to remember? Maybe it's your favorite drink. Maybe it's a detail you shared once and forgot. That moment of being noticed makes you feel important. It tells you that person wasn't just listening. They were paying attention. That one act says more than 100 compliments. It feels real. It feels personal. And it lasts. If you want to become a people magnet, don't just focus on how you look or what you say. Focus on how well you observe. Most people are thinking about what to say next while the other person is still talking. They miss everything in between. But if you stay still just long enough, If you stop trying to win the moment, you'll start to notice patterns. You'll notice nervous habits, hesitations, small acts of kindness, or signs of stress that most ignore. And when you respond to those things with care and attention, you make others feel understood. Real connection comes from being able to read a room. It comes from noticing when someone is uncomfortable, even if they're smiling. It comes from realizing that someone didn't speak much today when they usually do. It comes from picking up on the shift in someone's mood, not because they told you, but because you cared enough to look. That's where relationships deepen, not in grand gestures, but in quiet understanding. People want to be understood without having to explain themselves every time. They want someone to see beyond the surface. That doesn't mean guessing. It doesn't mean assuming. It means observing, listening, and being aware. It means noticing when someone is trying hard, even if they don't say it. It means seeing when someone is struggling, even if they pretend everything is fine. These are the things that separate someone who's just present from someone who's truly connected. When you walk into a room, look around, not for who's watching you but for who's sitting alone. Look for the person who did something thoughtful without asking for credit. Watch how someone reacts when others are talking. These small observations can guide you in how to respond, how to help, or even how to lead. Because people respond to those who notice them. Not just on birthdays or big events, but in ordinary moments. You don't need to be a mind reader. You just need to care enough to look closer. When someone's hands are shaking a little, when their voice drops as they talk about something, when they go quiet during a topic, that's when you lean in. Not to interrupt. Not to fix, just to let them know you're paying attention. And once they feel that from you something changes, the guard drops. The connection grows. They remember that you were the one who noticed when no one else did. Every strong relationship is built on small moments, and every small moment is built on attention. When you show people that their little efforts matter, they trust you more. When you remember the details, they feel important. When you follow up on something they mentioned in passing, they feel valued. It doesn't take much, but it takes awareness. Look at how someone reacts when things don't go their way. Look at how they treat people who can't do anything for them. Look at whether they finish what they start. All of these are signs. They're not loud, but they're real. When you pay attention, you're gathering truth. Not gossip, not assumptions, just truth. Quiet, powerful truth about who someone is. And once you start building that awareness, you begin to move differently. You speak with more intention. You show up with more empathy. You respond with more wisdom. Being a people magnet isn't about forcing your way into people's lives. It's about being so aware, so present, so observant, that others naturally want to be around you. Because you make them feel seen. Not judged, not sized up, but seen. And when someone feels seen by you, they feel safe around you. And when they feel safe, they start to open up, trust you and stay connected. This isn't about being perfect. You'll miss things. You'll overlook moments. But it's about the effort. It's about caring enough to be curious. It's about asking how someone is and actually listening to the answer. It's about remembering what matters to people and bringing it up without being prompted. These are the things that build strong, lasting relationships. Your presence speaks. But so does your awareness. When you walk through life noticing the good in others, they notice the good in you. When you take the time to notice someone's effort, it encourages them to keep trying. When you thank someone for the things most people ignore, you build a bond that's not easy to break. Paying attention is free, but it's rare. And because it's rare, it's valuable. The world is loud and distracted. Be the one who slows down. Be the one who sees. Be the one who listens when others pretend. Be the one who catches the details. Because in those details, you'll find the truth. And in that truth, you'll find the power to connect deeply and meaningfully with the people around you. The more you sharpen this habit, the more people will feel drawn to you. Not because of what you say, but because of how you make them feel. You won't need to talk all the time. You won't need to convince anyone. Your awareness, your attention, your presence, they will do the talking. And when that happens, you won't just become likable. You'll become unforgettable. Not for the big things you did, but for the little things you noticed. Chapter 5. Act with calm strength, even when you feel unsure. Every person, no matter how confident they seem on the outside, goes through moments of doubt. It's part of being human. You don't always have the answers, you don't always feel certain. But in those moments, the way you carry yourself matters more than what you feel. Acting with calm strength when you're unsure is one of the most powerful traits you can develop. It doesn't mean pretending, it means showing up steady, clear, and collected, even if you're figuring things out inside. When you act calm under pressure, people trust you. When your body language says, "I've got this," even if you're unsure, others start to believe in you. That belief spreads. It gives you space to step forward, make decisions, and earn respect. Not because you always know what to do, but because you don't panic, you don't fall apart. You stay focused. That's leadership. That's strength. You won't feel ready all the time. Some days you'll question yourself. But confidence doesn't always come before action. Sometimes you act first, and confidence follows later. That's why calm strength isn't about knowing everything. It's about choosing how you respond when things are uncertain. Do you freeze? Do you overreact? Or do you take a breath, stay grounded, and move forward one step at a time? It's easy to act strong when things are going well. But when you're unsure, when life throws something unexpected at you, when pressure builds, when your plans fall apart, that's when your real character shows up. And that's when people watch the closest. They don't care if you're perfect. They care if you can stay composed when most people lose control. That calm presence, especially in chaos, is what draws others to you. It makes them feel safe. It makes them believe in your ability to handle life. You don't need to fake confidence, you just need to control your response. Even if your thoughts are racing, your breathing doesn't have to. Even if your heart is pounding, your voice can stay steady. And with practice, that becomes your strength. Not loud, not aggressive, but grounded. Calm strength says, "I don't have to rush, I don't need to prove anything. I'll figure this out." And that kind of presence leaves a mark. Think about the people you admire most. They're not the ones who always speak the loudest. They're the ones who stay calm in the storm. They're steady, they're thoughtful, they don't panic under pressure. They keep moving, they listen more than they speak. They act with clarity, not ego. You remember them because in moments of tension, they were the ones who didn't make things worse. They didn't bring chaos. They brought direction. That's what you want to become. It doesn't mean hiding your emotions. It means managing them. You acknowledge what you feel, but you don't let it control how you act. You slow down when things feel uncertain. You check your posture. You control your tone. You decide to respond instead of react. You learn to pause and gather yourself before you speak. That pause alone can save relationships, prevent mistakes, and shift the energy in a room. That's calm strength. This kind of strength isn't always recognized right away. It's not dramatic, it's not showy, but it's powerful. People feel it. They may not always compliment it, but they rely on it. In meetings, in relationships, in conflict, it's the calm person who becomes the anchor. And when you become that person, people start to look to you. Not because you have all the answers, but because you carry yourself with control. You build this strength by practicing it. Every day, you'll face small challenges. A rude comment. A moment of confusion. A delay. An argument. These are your chances. Instead of reacting the way you always have, stop and remind yourself. You don't have to respond with emotion. You can choose a better way. And with each time you stay calm, even when you're unsure, you grow. You start to rewire how you deal with pressure. People will test your patience. Life will challenge your plans. You won't feel steady all the time. But what matters most is not how you feel, it's how you act. You can feel unsure and still take responsibility. You can feel nervous and still speak up with clarity. You can feel confused and still show up with a level head. That's the kind of strength that changes everything. You have to understand that strength isn't just physical. It's emotional. It's psychological. It's choosing to carry yourself with purpose, even when things are uncertain. It's walking into a room and not needing to take it over. It's hearing someone disagree with you and not needing to prove them wrong right away. It's being okay with not knowing something and saying, "I'll figure it out." When people see that in you, when they see you stay calm under stress, when they see you keep moving forward when others stop, that's when they begin to trust you more deeply. Not just with decisions, but with emotions, with problems, with leadership. Calm strength invites connection. It gives people room to speak honestly. It creates safety, not pressure. And that's what builds real influence. So when you feel unsure, when you're in a new situation, when you don't know what's coming next, take control of the one thing you can, your presence. How you breathe, how you speak, how you sit, how you think before you respond. That calmness isn't weakness. It's discipline. It's a decision. And it says more about your character than anything else. This doesn't mean you won't feel fear. It means you don't let fear drive the moment. It doesn't mean you won't feel uncertain. It means you don't make that uncertainty bigger than it is. When you stay steady, you give yourself space to think clearly. You give yourself time to choose wisely. And that alone puts you ahead of most people who live in reaction mode every day. You'll start to notice something when you practice this enough. The people around you will begin to calm down too. Your energy sets the tone. If you come in rushed, they'll rush. If you come in defensive, they'll defend. But if you walk in calm, steady, and focused, even while things are unclear, they'll start to follow that lead. That's how strong presence works. It doesn't shout. It guides. And remember, you don't need to act like everything is perfect. You just need to carry yourself like everything is possible. You don't need to control everything around you. You just need to stay in control of yourself. That alone gives you power most people never develop. They let life push them around. But you're building a habit of calm strength, even when things are uncertain. You'll find that opportunities start coming your way more often. Not because you're louder. Not because you're demanding, but because people know they can count on you, they trust that you won't fall apart under pressure. They trust that you'll handle things with grace and focus. That's the kind of strength that lasts. It doesn't fade when the spotlight's off. It gets stronger with time. So every time you feel unsure, don't let that stop you. Let it train you. Let it build you. Let it become the reason you grow stronger. Breathe deeper. Think clearer. respond better, and move forward. Calm doesn't mean slow. It means controlled. Strength doesn't mean force. It means being grounded. Put those together, and you become someone others respect, follow, and remember. Not because you were loud, but because you were steady. That's how you build real power. That's how you build trust. That's how you earn influence. And that's how you start becoming the kind of person who makes others feel secure just by how you show up. Even when you feel unsure, your calm strength speaks louder than any words ever could. Chapter 6. Treat every person like they deeply matter today. One of the simplest ways to build meaningful connections is to treat every person you meet like they matter. Not tomorrow. Not when it's convenient. But today, right now, in this moment, because they do matter. And most people don't hear that enough. Most people walk through life feeling overlooked, ignored, or judged. You have a chance every single day to be the one who does it differently. To treat someone in a way that reminds them they're seen, they're valued, and they count for something. You don't need a perfect plan or a long speech. You don't need to be famous or important. What you need is the awareness that every interaction is an opportunity. A moment to leave someone better than you found them. A chance to make someone's day lighter, just by how you looked at them, how you greeted them, how you listened. People don't remember everything you say, but they remember how they felt around you. And when someone walks away from you feeling like they mattered, you've just built something strong, something they won't forget. Look around you. Everyone's carrying something. Worry, stress, pain, fear, even the ones who seem fine on the outside. You never know what someone is going through. And your small act of respect, kindness, or patience could mean more than you realize. You never lose by showing someone they matter. It's not weakness. It's power. It's not about being soft. It's about having strength with purpose. Treating people like they matter doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say. It doesn't mean lowering your standards. It simply means seeing them as human. It means not rushing past them like they're background noise. It means putting your phone down and giving them your attention. It means listening when they talk instead of waiting for your turn. It means respecting their time, their effort, their story. When you make someone feel important, you unlock something in them. Their posture changes. Their voice shifts. They speak with more honesty. They trust more. They open up. And all of that happens because of how you made them feel in those first few moments. It's not just about being nice. It's about being intentional. You decide that no matter who they are, no matter what they can or can't do for you, they deserve your full respect. That's rare today. That stands out. You'll see the difference everywhere. Hold the door for someone and look them in the eye. Ask how someone is and mean it. Thank the person who serves your food. Acknowledge the effort someone put into something, even if it wasn't perfect. Remember someone's name and use it. These things are small, but they aren't small to the person receiving them. They feel it. They remember it. And they associate that feeling with you. You don't have to be close to someone to treat them like they matter. It could be a stranger, a coworker, a server, a security guard, a driver, a teammate. Every one of them has a life just as complex as yours. And for a few seconds you can be the one who gives them dignity, in a world that's often in too much of a rush to care. You build your character through how you treat people who can't give you anything. Not just your friends. Not just your boss. Not just your audience. But the people behind the scenes. The people no one claps for. The people most ignore. When you show them respect, when you make them feel like they matter, you're doing more than being kind. You're proving who you really are. And that shows up everywhere. This kind of mindset shifts your entire presence. You stop walking through life focused only on what you can get. You start looking at what you can give. You start noticing people more. You speak differently. You carry yourself with a quiet strength that doesn't need attention. And people start to respond to that. They feel safe. They feel seen. They feel like they belong. And once you create that feeling for others, you'll never struggle to build trust again. People are tired of fake. They're tired of surface-level talk. They want something that feels real. And when you treat them like they matter, that's real. That's what makes you stand out. You won't need to say much. You won't need to try hard. Just be present. Be consistent. And let people feel your character by how you show up in the small things. This isn't about being perfect. You'll have off days. You'll miss moments. But it's about your intention. It's about creating a standard for how you treat others, no matter how you feel. It's easy to be kind when you're in a good mood. But what about when you're stressed? What about when you're tired? That's when it matters most. That's when it counts. Because that's when most people stop caring. But you don't. Because you've decided to live with purpose. You want to build influence. Start here. Influence doesn't start with how many people follow you. It starts with how you make people feel. And if people feel invisible around you, you won't keep them for long. But if they feel respected, if they feel valued, if they feel like their time and effort matter, you won't have to chase connection. It will come to you naturally. There's a weight in your words when you speak with kindness. There's impact in your actions when they come from respect. People notice that. They talk about it when you're not in the room. They tell others about how you made them feel. And that's how you build a name that lasts. Not through noise but through how you carry yourself daily. You'll never regret giving someone dignity. You'll never regret showing respect. And you'll never regret treating someone like they truly matter today. Because even if you forget that moment later, they won't. You might not remember the person you spoke to for a few minutes, but they'll remember how you treated them. And that feeling might just be the thing that kept them going. It costs you nothing to be respectful. It takes no extra energy to make someone feel like they belong. But the reward is huge. It creates connection. It builds your reputation. It teaches you to see beyond yourself. And it trains your mind to be grateful. Because once you start noticing people more, you start appreciating more. You slow down. You become more present. And you live with more awareness. In a world full of people trying to get ahead, be the one who looks around. In a room full of people waiting to talk, be the one who listens. In a culture that moves fast, be the one who makes people feel like they matter today. That's how you change the energy in any room. That's how you lead without a title. That's how you grow as a person and lift others while doing it. So don't wait for the big moment. Start with the next person you see. Speak with care. Look them in the eye. Respect their time. Thank them when it's not expected. And mean every word. Because the more you treat people like they matter, the more your own life starts to matter. In a deeper way, you stop going through the motions. You stop chasing attention. And you start building something that can't be shaken. Real connection, real respect, and a life full of meaning.
Chapter 7. Bring good presence into every room you enter. Every time you walk into a room, you bring something with you. It might be calm or chaos. It might be kindness or tension. It might be confidence or doubt. But make no mistake, you bring something. And people feel it even if they don't say it. Your presence speaks long before you open your mouth. It sets the tone. It shifts the energy. It either makes people feel safe or makes them feel guarded. You get to decide what kind of presence you bring, and that decision says a lot about who you are and how you live. Good presence doesn't mean being the loudest person in the room. It doesn't mean taking over the space. It means showing up with clear energy, steady focus, and genuine intention. When people feel your presence as something solid, peaceful, and respectful, they respond to it. They trust it. They begin to lower their guard. And in that moment, connection begins. Your presence is made up of your thoughts, your posture, your attitude, your tone, your eye contact, and your level of self-awareness. If you're anxious, distracted, or negative, that energy leaks into the room. People notice it, even if you try to cover it up. On the other hand, if you walk in grounded, focused, and open, people feel more at ease. You become the person they're glad to be around, not because you performed, but because you showed up clean. To bring good presence into every room, you have to clean up what you carry internally. You can't fake it for long. If you have unresolved anger, it comes out in your tone. If you carry insecurity, it shows in your posture. If you constantly need to be validated, people sense the pressure. But when you do the inner work, when you take time to manage your emotions, reflect on your choices, and build your self-respect, you start walking into rooms with a different kind of energy. It's calm, it's clear, it doesn't try to impress, it just is. You don't need to have it all together to carry good presence, you just need to be honest, intentional, and in control of how you show up. That means before you step into a room, you ask yourself, what energy am I about to bring? What do I want people to feel when I'm around? What do I need to let go of so I don't project it onto others? These questions help you lead your presence, not let it lead you. People remember how you made them feel. That memory can be tied to just one moment, a conversation, a look, a greeting, a response. One moment where your presence made someone feel important or small, at peace, or tense, inspired, or judged. That's why this matters, because you can be the reason someone feels better about themselves today, just by the energy you bring when you walk through the door. Bringing good presence means being aware of your habits. Do you interrupt people? Do you rush through conversations? Do you bring problems into every space you enter? Or do you slow down, listen well, and keep your energy in check? These things seem small, but they add up. They shape how others experience you. They determine whether you're someone people want to be around, or someone they avoid. Your presence should match your values. If you value kindness, your presence should feel calm. If you value honesty, your presence should feel direct, not cold. If you value growth, your presence should feel supportive, not competitive. That alignment builds trust. When people sense that you live by what you say, they begin to rely on your presence. They seek it when they need direction, comfort, or just a break from the noise. You don't have to force your presence on others. You don't need to try too hard. When your intentions are clean and your mindset is solid, your presence does the work for you. It draws people in without pressure. It gives without needing attention, and it influences without control. That's the power of being centered, of walking into every room with a quiet sense of who you are. It's also about consistency. If one day your presence is calm, and the next day it's full of tension, people don't know what to expect from you. That makes it hard to build real connection. But when you show up with consistency, when your energy doesn't change based on mood or crowd, people start to feel safe around you. They know what they're getting. They know they won't be blindsided. And that security is rare. Presence is not about having a big personality. It's about having a big awareness. The more aware you are of how your mood affects others, the more power you have to influence the space around you in a positive way. You walk in and bring steadiness. You make people feel seen. You respect the room. You don't take over. You contribute. You listen more. You speak with thought. You look people in the eye, not through them. Even in silence, your presence matters. How you sit, how you breathe, how you react. These small things tell people a lot about you. If you sit with peace, others calm down. If you breathe slow when others panic, you bring balance. If you look present when others are distracted, you set the tone. These choices don't require effort. They require discipline. They require you to care about how you affect people, not just what you want from them. Every space you walk into is a reflection of your presence. Are you the one who brings clarity or confusion, encouragement or tension, respect or ego? When you choose to bring good presence into every room, you become the person people respect without needing explanation. They feel better when you're there. Not because you said something powerful, but because who you are brought something good into the space. You won't always feel at your best, but you can still choose to carry yourself in a way that doesn't add more weight to the room. You can still pause before reacting. You can still choose a tone that builds instead of breaks. And you can still show up with the intention to leave people better than you found them. That's not about being perfect. That's about being aware. Start by checking in with yourself throughout the day. Ask, what am I bringing into this space right now? Am I clear? Am I kind? Am I grounded? If not, take a breath. Reset. You can change your energy before you change the room. You can shift your focus before you shift anyone else's. It begins with you. Always with you. The strongest presence doesn't need to be loud. It just needs to be real. And when people know that you're real, consistent, calm, respectful, they begin to trust that your presence is something they can count on. That's what makes you magnetic. That's what draws people in. Not charm, not popularity, but presence that feels right. So wherever you go, whatever room you walk into, make a decision. Decide to bring something good, a quiet respect, a steady energy, a clear intention. It won't just change how others feel, it'll change how you live. You'll carry yourself differently. You'll earn trust faster. You'll create deeper relationships. And you'll walk through life knowing that your presence doesn't take, it gives. That's how influence grows. That's how impact spreads. And that's how you become someone people remember. Not just for what you said, but for how you made the room feel. Chapter 8. Make your words match how you actually live. What you say should reflect what you live. If you speak about values, you should live by them. If you talk about respect, you should give it. If you speak about effort, your actions should show it. That's where real credibility comes from. That's how trust is built. It's not about how well you speak. It's about how clearly your life backs up your words. When people hear you talk, and then see you live the same way, they believe you. When your words match your behavior, people feel safe around you. They know who they're dealing with. They know you mean what you say. But when there's a gap, when you talk one way and live another, people start to step back. They might not always say it, but they notice. They notice when your advice doesn't match your habits. They notice when your opinions sound nice, but your lifestyle doesn't follow through. You can't hide inconsistency for long. Eventually, the way you live will speak louder than anything you've said. That's why your words should be a reflection of your discipline, not a replacement for it. A lot of people talk big. They say the right things in public. They use the right phrases, but when you look closer, the foundation isn't there. They don't practice what they preach. They speak with confidence, but live without structure. That kind of talk fades quickly. It doesn't last, Because once someone watches how you actually live, the truth always comes out. You don't need to say much when your life says enough. You don't have to convince people with speeches if your behavior does the convincing for you. When your actions are aligned, your words have more weight. They carry something extra. People lean in, they listen longer, because they know you've done the work. They can feel it. There's a different kind of power in a voice that comes from real experience. It's steady, it's calm, it's earned. And here's what most people forget. Every time you say something out loud, your life gets tested. If you talk about patience, you'll get situations that make you wait. If you speak about consistency, you'll face days when you don't feel like showing up. That's life giving you a chance to prove that what you said wasn't just talk. That's where your growth happens. Not just in the words, but in the follow-through. When your words and actions are aligned, people respect you more. Not just because you said something wise, but because they see you living it. You become the example, not just the speaker. And people follow examples more than they follow advice. You don't have to say, do what I say. You just live in a way that shows, here's what works. That's how you lead. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being honest. If you fall short, admit it. If you're still working on something, say it. People relate more to someone who's growing than someone who pretends to have it all together. But what matters most is that your words come from a place of truth. You're not saying things because they sound good. You're saying them because you've lived them, or you're committed to living them. You gain power when your words are consistent with your behavior. You gain clarity in your relationships. You become someone others can depend on. Because when they hear you say something, they don't question whether it's just talk. They trust it. They've seen the proof. And that trust gives you influence, not because you demand it, but because you've earned it one choice at a time. Think about how many people give advice they don't follow. How many people post quotes they don't live by. How many people tell others to be disciplined while cutting corners in their own life. That's not influence. That's noise. And people eventually tune it out. But when your life is consistent, when your habits reflect your standards, you don't have to push your message. It pulls people in. Every conversation you have is a test of your integrity. Every time you offer guidance or share your views, you should be asking yourself, am I living this? Or am I just repeating what sounds right? If your words come from pressure or ego, they won't last. But if they come from your truth, from something you've worked on, struggled with, and grown through, people will feel the difference. You want to be a people magnet. Start by being honest with yourself. Start by holding yourself to the same standards you expect from others. Speak only about what you live or what you're actively building. Let people see the connection between your discipline and your message. Because when people notice that what you say is backed by real effort, their respect for you goes up, quietly, strongly, permanently. You can be kind and still hold the line. You can be humble and still be firm. You can be growing and still share what you've learned so far. The key is alignment. The moment you say one thing and live another, you lose credibility. And credibility is not easy to rebuild once it's lost. That's why it's better to speak less and live more. Better to share only what's true than to try and sound impressive with things you haven't earned. Even in silence, people are watching. They notice how you carry yourself. They watch how you treat others. They see how you handle pressure, how you respond to setbacks, how you act when no one's clapping. And all of that tells them whether or not your words can be trusted. You can't fake character. Eventually, people see through the act. But when there's no act, just real effort, honest living and grounded speech, people draw closer. They want to be around that energy. It's not hard to say the right things. What's hard is to build the habits that make those things true. To do the work behind the scenes. To live with discipline even when nobody's watching. That's what earns your voice power. That's what gives your message life. People will follow someone who walks the path, not someone who just talks about it. So take a step back and ask yourself, do my words match my reality? Does my advice reflect my actions? Do I lead with example or expectation? These questions will keep you honest. They'll keep your message strong. And they'll keep your presence respected. Because when your life reflects your words, you don't need to chase attention. Your consistency earns it for you. This is how real influence is built. This is how you become someone worth listening to. Not because you always have the answers, but because you live in a way that shows effort, integrity, and truth. When your words match how you actually live, your presence becomes a message all on its own. And people don't just hear you, they believe you. They trust you. And that's what turns a voice into a force. Not volume, not clever phrases, just alignment, just honesty, just a life that reflects the truth you speak. Chapter 9. Let people feel heard without needing to fix them. People don't always want advice. They don't always need a solution. Sometimes, what they need most is to feel heard without being judged, corrected, or fixed. And the moment you learn how to do that, you begin to build deeper, more meaningful relationships. Because listening without trying to fix someone is not weakness. It's not passive. It's one of the strongest forms of connection you can offer. It shows maturity. It shows self-control. And more than anything, it shows respect for where the other person is in that moment. When someone opens up, they're not always asking for direction. They're asking for space. They want to be seen for who they are, not reshaped into who you think they should be. They want to feel that their thoughts, emotions, and struggles are valid. The world is full of people offering quick answers. But very few are willing to just sit with someone in silence and say, "I hear you." That's what makes you stand out. Not your solutions, but your presence. We're wired to fix things. Especially when someone we care about is hurting. We want to jump in and offer advice. We want to make it better. We want to say the right words that help them turn it around. But sometimes, that instinct to fix can create distance. It can make people feel like their feelings are problems to be solved instead of experiences to be understood. You might think you're helping, but what you're actually doing is rushing their process, skipping their truth, and making it about your need to feel useful instead of their need to feel heard. Letting someone feel heard means slowing down. It means not interrupting. It means putting your opinions aside. It means listening with full attention, not just to respond but to understand. It means not trying to win the moment with a story of your own. And it means being okay with not having an answer. That's where real empathy lives. That's where trust grows. When someone realizes you're not there to change them, they start to feel safe with you. And when they feel safe, they open up. That's how connection is built. You don't need to fix what someone feels, you just need to honor it. You don't have to agree with everything they say, but you can still respect their experience. You can show them they're not alone, that you're not afraid of their pain, their confusion, or their frustration, that you're strong enough to sit in that discomfort without trying to make it go away too soon. That's powerful. That's rare. And that's what earns trust. Every time you listen without fixing, you give the other person something they can't find in most places. You give them space to be human. You show them that they can speak their truth and still be accepted. You show them that their story has value, even the messy parts. And that message sticks. It creates safety. And in that safety, people begin to sort things out for themselves. You'll start to see something happen when you practice this. People walk away from conversations with you feeling lighter, even if you didn't offer a single solution. They feel more clear, even if you didn't give advice. Why? Because being heard is healing. Being listened to deeply gives people the strength to think for themselves. It gives them permission to trust their own voice again. You don't need to fix them. You just need to be with them. Listening well also teaches you more than speaking ever will. When you stop trying to fix, you start to hear the deeper message. You notice what's not being said. You begin to understand how people work, what drives them, what scares them, what helps them feel supported. And with that understanding, you become more effective, not only in your relationships, but in your leadership, in your communication, and in your ability to influence others with real impact. Letting people feel heard doesn't mean staying silent all the time. It means waiting until they're ready. It means asking questions instead of offering answers. It means checking your ego at the door. Because this isn't about being the one who solves everything. It's about being the one who stays steady. The one who doesn't make it about themselves. The one who creates a space where someone can just breathe and talk without feeling rushed or judged. And here's something important. Sometimes the need to fix comes from your own discomfort. It comes from not knowing how to handle someone else's emotion. So you try to change the subject. Or you jump to advice. Or you make light of the situation. But all of that says, I'm not okay with how you feel, and that message pushes people away. Instead, you need to work on being strong enough to handle other people's emotions without letting it shake you. That's emotional maturity. That's the kind of strength that doesn't get talked about enough. You also have to understand that most people already know what they need to do. They're not always looking for direction. They're looking for clarity. And clarity comes through expression. When they talk it out, they hear themselves more clearly. They sort their own thoughts. They get to their own truth. You're just there to hold the space, not lead them out of it, not rescue them, just be there while they figure it out. That takes discipline. It takes practice. Because it's easier to talk than it is to listen. It's easier to give advice than it is to sit quietly and wait. But if you can train yourself to do that, to pause, to breathe, to hold the silence when needed, you'll become someone people trust deeply. And that kind of trust is not common. It's built slowly. But once it's there, it's powerful. People don't forget how you made them feel in their hard moments. They don't forget who stayed with them when they didn't have answers. They don't forget who didn't try to fix them but believed in them anyway. That's what creates strong bonds. Not solving problems but respecting the process. And once you understand that, you stop trying to be the hero. You start being the steady presence. And that's the person others are drawn to again and again. You'll notice something else too. When you let others feel heard without trying to fix them, you take pressure off yourself. You stop feeling like you have to say something perfect. You stop overthinking your responses. You learn to just be there fully present and let your presence be enough. And often it is. Often that's exactly what people need. So every time someone opens up to you, ask yourself, do I need to speak right now? Or do I need to listen? Am I about to give advice because it's truly helpful, or because I'm uncomfortable? Can I let this person feel what they're feeling without trying to change it? These questions will guide you towards stronger, more respectful conversations. When you do speak, speak from empathy. Speak with care. Speak only when it adds value, not just noise. And when you don't speak, let your silence be full of presence, not distance. Let it say, I'm here with you. You're not alone, because sometimes that's the most powerful thing you can give. Letting people feel heard is not about doing less. It's about doing the right thing. It's about offering attention instead of answers. It's about trusting others enough to believe they'll find their way. And when you do that consistently, you become the kind of person who brings peace into every conversation. Not by fixing, but by listening. Not by solving, but by showing up. And that's what makes you unforgettable. That's what makes your presence a gift. Chapter 10. Be consistent so people know they can trust you. Trust doesn't come from talent. It doesn't come from how loud you are, how well you speak, or how smart you appear to be. Trust is built when people know what to expect from you. It's built when your actions match your promises, not once but over time. Being consistent is how you prove to people that your word matters, that you can be counted on, that you're not just dependable in good times, but steady when things are hard. If people never know which version of you they're going to get, they may like you, but they won't fully trust you. Trust lives in consistency. When you're consistent, you don't need to explain yourself all the time. Your actions speak for you. You become the person others turn to because they know you'll show up the same way you did yesterday. There's strength in being stable. In a world full of unpredictability, being someone who can be counted on is a rare and powerful trait. You don't need to be exciting. You need to be steady. The people who win long-term in relationships, business, leadership, and life are the ones who do what they said they'd do over and over again. Not just when they feel like it. Especially when they don't. It's easy to make a good impression once. It's harder to keep showing up with that same level of discipline, focus, and integrity. That's where consistency separates people. Anyone can be great for a day. Few are great every day. And that's what people pay attention to, not just how high you rise, but how reliably you show up. When you say yes, do you follow through? When you set a boundary, do you stick to it? When things get uncomfortable, do you still act on your principles? That's what makes someone trustworthy. The people around you are always observing. They notice your patterns. They notice whether your words are backed by action. They notice how you handle pressure. They notice if your values shift based on convenience. You don't have to announce your character. You show it by your consistency. And the more you align with what you say you believe, the more others will respect you, not for being perfect, but for being real and reliable. Consistency isn't about being robotic. It's not about never changing. It's about showing up with the same core principles, even as you grow. It's about making adjustments without breaking your word. It's about learning without becoming unstable. It's about being dependable, even when circumstances aren't. People don't trust perfection. They trust effort. They trust honesty. They trust the person who keeps showing up, even when it's not easy. When you're consistent, people stop second-guessing your intentions. They stop wondering if you're genuine. They stop questioning if you mean what you say. Because you've shown them who you are. Not once, not twice, but again and again. You've created a pattern. And that pattern becomes your reputation. That's what people remember. That's what people talk about when you're not in the room. Not your charm. Not your performance. But the way you kept your word, the way you stood firm, the way you lived your values every single day. It's in the daily things. The way you treat people when no one's watching. The way you speak to those who can't benefit you. The way you follow through on small commitments. That's where trust is built. It's not in big moments, it's in quiet ones. Anyone can impress in the spotlight. Few can lead in the shadows. Consistency lives in the shadows, in the hours of practice, in the morning routines, in the way you think when no one's listening. That's where your character gets shaped. And that's what people eventually see. You can't build real relationships without consistency. You can't lead a team without consistency. You can't grow your influence, your impact, or your identity unless people know they can rely on you. And that reliability has to be proven. Over time, through effort, through repeated action, through staying the course when it would be easier to quit or switch directions for short-term comfort. Being consistent also creates confidence, not just in others, but in yourself. When you keep your word, you trust yourself more. You stop questioning your value. You stop needing outside validation. You stop wondering if people believe in you, because you've proven you believe in yourself through your discipline. And that inner strength makes you more calm, more clear, more focused. You move with a quiet certainty that doesn't need to be broadcasted. People feel it in your presence. They see it in your results. The opposite of consistency is instability. And instability creates confusion. If people don't know what version of you they're going to get, they keep their distance. Not because they dislike you, but because they don't feel safe around inconsistency. It creates tension. It breaks trust. It causes people to question your reliability. You may not notice it, but every broken promise chips away at your credibility. Every time you act outside of your values without correction, it sends a message. Over time, that message becomes louder than anything you say with your mouth. So you have to ask yourself, am I showing up the same way when I'm tired, when I'm stressed, when no one's looking? Or do I only keep my standards when it's easy? Real consistency is tested in difficulty. That's when it matters. That's when people are paying attention the most. And that's when you either rise or fall in their eyes. Not because of one big mistake, but because of patterns they can't ignore anymore. You don't have to be perfect to be consistent, you just have to care enough to keep correcting yourself. To stay on course. To build habits that support the person you want to be, and then honor those habits daily. You'll slip. You'll fall short. But if your pattern is strong, people will trust your process. They'll give you room to grow. Because they've seen enough proof to know you're real. You can't force people to trust you. But you can give them reasons to. Over time, through your words, through your habits, through your decisions, every day is another chance to build that reputation. And once you've built it, it becomes one of the most valuable things you own. Not your status, not your talent, your consistency. That's what holds everything together. So from today forward, stop trying to impress. Start trying to be consistent. Show up. Follow through. Keep your tone steady. Make your effort match your standards. Let people know through your actions that you're someone they can count on. Not just when things are going well, but especially when they're not. That's the kind of person who earns real trust. That's the kind of person who people remember. Not because they were the flashiest, but because they were steady, solid and consistent. Every single time.